Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. During the time of the Democrat Party primaries, voters must realize that they are voting for a party platform more than an individual. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As I've heard you say before the elections, voting for actually a platform more than just an individual. Now talk to me about that.
Well, while there are Democrats and Republicans and independents with hardly any daylight between them in terms of personal beliefs or philosophy of governance or conduct and worldviews, there are some significant differences when it comes to the platforms they've aligned themselves with. Let's just think about some of these major platform differences. So, for example, philosophically, Democrats tend to be socially and culturally liberal, while Republicans tend to be socially and culturally conservative. Theologically, Democrats, I would say, tend to be more liberal and progressive in their thinking with regard to the Bible and its teaching, whereas Republicans broadly, again, there are exceptions, broadly tend to be more conservative. Concerning the view of the Constitution, Democrats tend to adapt the interpretation of the Constitution to changing social values, whereas Republicans strive to apply the original intent of the framers to present issues. In other words, they tend to be originalists. Concerning political values, Democrats would tend to argue that we should be ruled by the majority, a democracy, whereas Republicans would understand we're governed by elected representatives, thus making a republic. Concerning a stance on marriage, most Democrats would support gay marriage, including hormone therapy and exposing children to transgenderism, whereas Republicans would tend to oppose this on the whole. And concerning abortion, Democrats would want to liberalize Roe versus Wade, even including, for some of them, post-birth abortions, as they call it, whereas Republicans tend to want to further restrict or repeal Roe versus Wade and recast this as a states' rights issue. So, for example, can a Christian support Buttigieg since he's gay and knowing that he's publicly stated that life begins when a breath is taken at birth?
David James explaining that when you vote, you are actually voting for a party platform more than just an individual. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Dave's report helps us to see how our vote in any national political race is a vote for a party platform more than an individual. We do have a franchise to vote to elect the leaders of our nation. Even though Romans chapter 13 and verse 1 states that these leaders are ordained of God, we must vote. These elected officials will be used to set God's plan for the future in place. That's 2 Chronicles 36 and Ezra chapter 1. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...